So our next presenter is Diane Reynolds, our presentation being Proven Yield Enhancement Plus Pest Efficacy with Diamond Insecticide.
Thank you. So good morning, everyone. I want to start with a question. How many of you have either heard of or used Diamond in a program before? So quite a few of you. So you know this isn't a new product. It's been around for quite some time now. But we're starting to do a revival. We're looking at not just plant bug control, but other insects that might be present. Obviously, plant bugs being the biggest one, so we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. And also some yield enhancement that we see with this product in the absence of insects. So first, Diamond inhibits the insect's ability to produce chitin. So that's what produces their hard exoskeleton that protects them from the rest of the world. So fully developed plant bugs are not controlled by Diamond. So Dominic, I'm going to answer your question right now. We don't control adult plant bugs. We do have some sublethal effects on the females. We've noticed some reduced egg lay, as well as reduced egg viability from those eggs that have been laid. So if you come out in your field and there's a mixed population, as we often see of adults and nymphs, you will see some of the sublethal effects. So if an adult female plant bug just simply comes in contact with foliage that has been treated with Diamond, we see 54% less egg lay than we do for females that are on untreated foliage. And of that, those eggs that have been laid, only 52% of those actually hatch. So what that amounts to is about a 78% population prevention from adult females that have just come in contact with the treated foliage. Now, if the females have actually fed on the treated foliage, we have a bit of a different story. So again, we see about 56% less egg lay, but of those eggs, 75% less hatch than our untreated controls. So from this, we are looking at about a 90% population prevention simply from the adults feeding on the treated foliage. Now, we do understand that we like to see dead bugs in the field. It's great to have this effect of sublethal doses on the adults, and we do see some prevention, but at the same time, we do want to control the populations of bugs that are out there. And with this product, especially since it is chitin inhibitor, we work much more effectively on early nymphs, and that makes sense. They're producing much more chitin than the rest of the nymphal instars. I like to think of it as kids. You know, kids grow and eat much faster when they're smaller, and as they get larger, they don't grow as much. So that's kind of the situation that we're working with. So looking at a bioassay that was conducted on the different instars of plant bugs, it's about 10 times more difficult for Diamond to control a second instar plant bug as it is a first. So take-home message is to get out there early with this product, and it'll work very effectively for you. It will still work effectively if you get it out a little bit late. It has a very lengthy residual depending on the rate that you use, but you will have to be patient with it if you have a lot larger insects in the field. So again, it's always important to have some control of these pests. We understand that, but we did want to highlight some of the benefits that if, in fact, you don't have enough nymphs out there, you will see some benefits. But looking at a couple different programs all across the Mid-South, we're going to now switch gears and just look at total plant bug control. So this was two applications of Diamond at 6 and 9 ounces, and you can see we get excellent control from a season-long program. The same is true if you use one application of Diamond. You still have some excellent control of plant bugs throughout the season. Again, this is one application. We hold up to a lot of the standards that are out there. Diamond works very well in a program. This is actually, it says 5 applications at the bottom, but this is more of a program approach, integrating Diamond into a standard plant bug program. And you can see that we get very excellent control. Another feature with Diamond is that we play well with others in the tank. So we often will recommend, if you want to throw in some sort of knockdown in there, and go with the lower application rate. Not only is that efficacious for you from a control perspective, but it is a very economical option. So we know that plant bugs are the king here. We talked about some other pests here this week or this past couple of days, but there are a few others that we work very well on. Today I'm going to show some cotton flea hopper data that we have from this year. This is conducted with Texas A&M. And as you can see, 7 days after treatment, that 9 ounces of diamond worked very well to control the nymphs of cotton flea hopper. And by 10 days after, the 6 ounce rate caught up a little bit too, and we do see some good control of flea hopper. This is also a very good lep product and stink bug product. So again, as I mentioned earlier, one of the other unique features to diamond is this yield enhancement piece. And I want to be very clear that this is yield enhancement in the absence of insects. So all of the studies that we're going to show on yield enhancement were under low insect pressure situations. So when we look at diamond, the most yield response you will see are 3 6-ounce applications, and those are timed very specifically with plant phenology. So if you do a 6-ounce application at the third week of squaring, at the first flower and third flower, you continue to see a yield increase in the absence of insects. In this particular situation, it was 350-pound yield difference from the untreated control. Again, this is sequentially adding, so you get the largest bump if you simply just make one application at the third week of squaring. You do continue to build on that as you add layer in the diamond. And again, this was conducted throughout the Mid-South as well, and we continue to see on average about 161 pound per acre increase over the untreated control. So it's a very interesting piece to this. Certainly, if you are also using diamond for insect control, you're going to see an even more added benefit. And again, these were at the 6-ounce application rate. So just to sum it all up, again, this isn't a new product. It's been out there. Several of you have worked with it before. We do not have activity on adult plant bugs, but we do have the sublethal effects that if they are out there in the field, you're going to see some benefit. This is also if they come in contact with the treated foliage or simply or ingest it. And you can see up to a 90% population reduction. We have great activity on the nymphal stages, but you have to get out there early and get them when they're small. If you don't get out early, you can simply, we often recommend throwing that knockdown in there. It works well and it's very economical. So I know this is a cotton meeting, but I'm sure a lot of you also dabble in other crops. So diamond's also labeled on peanuts, sorghum, soybean, and sugar cane for a variety of insects. Again, great efficacy. You can feel free to ask me if you have any questions on any particular pests and how it would be best, diamond best used to control those pests, feel free. If not, we have a whole host of folks out there that are happy to answer any of your questions, additional questions. As with Jesse, I don't know price, so feel free to call one of these guys or gals and they'll be happy to work that out for you. If not, that's all I have. We're going to have even more time.
Plenty of time for questions.
Plenty of time. Yeah, Paul.
On that 3 applications, 6 ounces, you started on the third week of squaring.
Third flower. No, third square, first flower, third flower. Sorry.
Okay,
yep. And it's tied with that phenology. There's something.
That was the way I did all the flowers.
Correct. So when we showed the several Midwest or Mid-South states, it was all conducted the same way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Yeah, Dominic.
How early is too early with diamonds?
It's not going to be as early as the diamides. So I would say right when you see the adults start to enter the field, that's a good time to put out that application. So we often recommend, so on the label it's 6 to 12 ounces. At 6 ounces you'll get about 14 days residual, 9 you get about 21, 12 you get about 28. You know, depending on all the situations. So I recommend you see them out in the field. It's a great time to put out the application. We also see a lot of benefit, and that's what we're going to work on this year and hopefully present next year, is the layering in of multiple 6-ounce applications, much similar to the yield enhancement that we see. We see a great benefit of layering it in It's also very soft on beneficials, so that layering in seems to allow the beneficial populations to do their thing and keep other pests at bay while controlling the plant bugs. So hopefully that'll be some work also next year. Thank you.
All right, thank you.